You're listening to the 52-story series on the Do Life Different podcast by 1128 Community Church in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. 2024 is all about sharing the stories of people who call 1128 their home. You'll hear stories of doubt, hurt, and pain. You'll hear about faith being deconstructed and then reconstructed. You'll hear about answered prayers, meaningful moments with Jesus, and hear about experiences that changed lives forever. If you'd like to connect with 1128, please visit us at 1128community.org or text the word podcast to 414-441-1128. We hope you connect with today's guests.
Welcome back to our 52 Stories series in the Do Life Different podcast. Today, I'm joined by my friend Megan Owens.
Hello.
Megan, how are you?
I am good today. How are you?
I'm good today. I love that you said today.
Yes, you got to be specific when every day is different.
Yes. Yeah. And you've been following along with the podcast. Yes. And maybe before we even go there, I forget, did you and your family come on week number one of the church?
Week two. We were week two. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I was actually working at the venue at the facility during week one. So I was not with my family that day, but yeah, we came back for week two.
And you've been stuck with us ever since.
Ever since, yep.
No, that's awesome. And we love your family. And so thanks for sitting down to do this today.
Of course.
I've been asking everybody just to get us started and to kind of put us on this story that makes sense for everybody. You know, where, when you look back at your life, where was faith something that you became aware of, something that became important to you, something that, you know, that made a difference or an impact in your life?
Yeah. So I grew up in Catholic church and I went to a Catholic high school. So faith was always around me. But the first time that faith really meant something to me was when I was about 17 years old, okay, 16 or 17 years old. And I went on a hiking trip with my venture crew.
Venture crew?
It's the Boy Scouts co-ed version, okay, before they integrated girls into Scouts BSA.
Okay.
They had Venture Crew, which was co-ed for 14 to 21-year-olds.
Okay.
So we made our own trip, and we went to Wyoming, and we went to Glacier National Forest out there.
Oh, awesome.
And we literally bushwhacked. It was two adults and about 10 teenagers. And we made our own way through this national forest for a week.
Okay.
One day we camped next to a mountain and mm-hmm. took a day trip up this mountain, which we don't know if anybody had ever gone up or down because
oh, really?
There was no trails on it.
Really?
And it was the most beautiful mountain I've ever seen, veined with rose quartz.
Wow.
Absolutely gorgeous.
And you went up a mountain that had no trail.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And I mean, I love mountain climbing and I love backpacking.
Yeah.
But we went up this mountain and coming down, though, was extraordinarily difficult because I have a really intense fear of falling.
Oh.
And there was nothing on the side of this mountain to stop me from falling. There was no trees. It was like straight shot down to the valley. You could see this, you couldn't even call it a river, barely a creek at the bottom of this mountain. And it was extraordinarily steep.
Yeah.
And while all of my compatriots just ran down this super steep mountain, I had to sit down.
Yeah.
And I literally scooted on my backside down this mountain and I started to talk to God.
Okay.
Because I did not feel like I could get down without, like, I didn't have the strength in me.
Yeah.
Because I had already hiked probably 20, 30 miles and whatnot at this point in the week. And I had hiked up this mountain and now I was going down. And I was just like, I don't know how I can get down this mountain.
Yeah.
So I started to talk to God and have Him give me the strength to get down. And I did. And that to me was when my faith really meant something because that conversation got me through something that I I did not feel like I could do without him.
Yeah. I relate with that. I remember a mountain that I went up.
Yeah.
And I thought the whole way up, like, it'll be easier coming down.
Yeah.
And that was when people had walked up and down before.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So yeah. I understand the fear of coming down and the lack of there being like a railing or anything. Yes.
Yeah, there's nothing to stop you. If you fall, you're going the whole way.
Wow. So that's an incredible story. I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, and there's other times that I've been on literal mountains and figurative ones where I've fallen and whatnot. I fell about 30 feet down the side of one mountain on my stomach with about 35 pounds on my back. And I actually have a scar that runs up my right arm.
Okay.
From one of the trees that I went down.
That sent chills.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not very pleasant. But I was grateful. I mean, there was trees in the way that I was able to stop and get back up in with the other people I was hiking. But
okay. So you started off by saying you grew up Catholic, but it wasn't until you said 16, 17?
Yeah.
So like, what was it before then that just didn't connect for you? Or maybe it wasn't a specific thing.
It just wasn't a specific thing. It was just that it wasn't something that was, like, I always went to, like, Christian cafes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I saw, like, Christian bands when I was a teenager and everything. I went to Christian concerts. It just wasn't a big deal. It just wasn't something that meant something to me personally.
Okay.
And whatnot. It was just something that was there in my life. I mean, singing in church, teaching Sunday school, it was just part of my life, but it wasn't something that was personal.
Yeah. And so that mountain,
coming
down that mountain, it became a real personal
thing. And then every time since then that I've had something hard in my life, then I think back to that mountain and be like, okay, I certainly do not have the strength to get through this and whatnot. And I frequently get complimented when people hear my stories about my life. They're like, gosh, you're so strong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I'm really not. I break down all the time.
You're a regular person, huh?
Absolutely. And I appear strong because my faith in God is strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
that sounds very, very much like Paul.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Right?
Like
exactly.
You have so many weaknesses that you're aware of.
Yes.
But there's this strength that others see because of the faith in God.
Yeah.
So what are these other stories? I'm curious to know.
I have been through other things like my kids who I love dearly having some medical issues and other behavioral, social, developmental issues and just having to advocate for them a lot. Especially when we didn't live here in Oak Creek, when we lived in Illinois, we had to very strongly advocate for our oldest son.
Yeah.
So just things like that. And I mean, in relationships where I was struggling and didn't know until later that they were abusive relationships. Mm. So things where I had to then go back to God and be like, okay, what am I learning here? Like, what can you show me to change in my life?
Yeah.
And I'm in a wonderful place in my life now. Not that anything's perfect.
Right, right.
Ever. But I think that the more that I say yes to the challenges that are in front of me, the more that I'm able to follow what he wants me to do.
Yeah. Are you open to talking about bad relationships? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to pull a wound.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
no, that's okay.
But what was that like, and how do those relationships make you feel, and what did that do for your faith to be in those spots too?
So I think a lot of it was I was being pulled away from my relationship with God, with those abusive relationships. And those relationships with those men, they were pulling me away from my family, and they pulled me away from people who cared about me, and they pulled me away from God.
Yeah.
And the more that they did that, once I realized that that was what was happening, I was able to get away from those things and be able to reconnect not only with my family, but with God.
Yeah.
And when I got into the relationship with my husband, he encouraged my relationship with my family and with his family and with God.
Yeah.
And that's how I knew that I was in the right relationship.
Yeah.
That I was no longer in something that was toxic.
Yeah. How did you come to the realization you were in an unhealthy, abusive relationship?
I think when in one relationship, the man had said to me, I don't want you talking to your mom about me. I don't want you talking to your mom about us because she doesn't like me.
Hmm.
I was like,
just very controlling.
Well, if she doesn't like you, maybe there's a reason. maybe I should be listening.
Yeah.
I mean, to my mother, and maybe I should be listening to myself better.
Mm-hmm.
And just knowing, seeing that I was getting more and more isolated, and I was losing control of my finances, and I was losing control of my time and how I spent my time. When I was losing control of those things and I was able to step back, I went on a trip to Canada with my family. And that's when I really had the realization of, oh gosh, like my credit score has been ruined now. My finances are a wreck. I hate my job. I don't have any friends right now. What is happening?
Yeah.
And really realizing that it was because of my relationship that these things were changing.
Yeah. And thanks for sharing that.
Oh.
I think there's other people in similar spots.
Yeah.
And so knowing that they're not the only ones to be in that spot hopefully is encouraging to them.
So.
And to know that it doesn't have to stay that way.
No, it does not have to stay that way. And it does not have to be something that keeps pulling you back.
Yeah.
Oh, not. I know in this particular relationship, we ended the relationship and then he would pull me back into it. And then we would end the relationship and then he'd pull me back into it. And that was one of his forms of controlling me. And once I finally broke free of that and was really able to put distance, physical distance and emotional distance between myself and this person, it really helped my heart to heal.
So let's jump into your marriage then, because like I love this story, just like how you guys connected or reconnected, and so like how did share with everybody how that came to be?
Yeah, so my husband Kyle and I met our freshman year of high school. It was 1999. we were riding the public bus to and from our Catholic high school together. And we were just friends. One of the best times I had with him was during our junior year. We went to Europe on a spring break trip for school, and we were buddies on that trip and spent a lot of time together. But after high school, I went away to college. He joined the Air Force, and we kind of lost touch a little bit. When Facebook became a thing, we reconnected.
A time before Facebook.
I know. And it was the Facebook.
Yeah.
So during the Facebook, we reconnected. And We got on Instant Messenger, our AOL Instant Messenger, and started talking again.
Yeah.
And that was back in, 2009.
Okay.
And we were talking again. And then when my relationship ended, he was like, hey, let's hang out some more. And we've been together pretty much ever since then. So,
yeah.
So we just celebrated 10 years in January.
And you surprised him with a special
trip. I did. I was able to use my credit card points, and I surprised him with a 2-day cruise in Miami.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun.
And so I love that you you knew that this was the right relationship because he was encouraging you, connection yes. with your family, his family, friends,
yes.
the relationship with God. So over the last 10 years, like how has that been like an encouragement or a blessing to you to know that you guys have those same values and priorities?
It's been a huge blessing, especially raising children together. It's been so good to know that our baseline is that we're rooted in a respect for one another,
mm-hmm.
and it's a partnership. It's rooted in God, mm-hmm. in our faith,
yeah.
and the fact that at the end of the day, we can say a prayer together, and no matter if it's been a really hard day for one of us, for both of us,
yeah.
or not, we can always come back together. And we can always find that common ground.
Yeah. And the thing that I am always amazed by with your family, not just you, but like everybody in your family, is you guys are at everything. It seems like if there's an event happening in the community, there's yeah. musicals, there's plays, there's like the
festivals
and all, yeah. like you guys are literally at everything. How do you manage that? How do you just do all the things you do?
We really prioritize doing things together and being able to get out and have that community connection.
Yeah.
Because we love the fact that our kids can go to an event or we can support one another at an event. I mean, with Kyle being a police officer, he's often at events anyway.
Yeah.
And so we'll just join him at these events.
Yeah.
Or when I was working with the community center, I was at the events anyway, so he would yeah. come in to support me. But we're always in support of our community, and our kids get to see their friends,
mm-hmm.
and they get to make new friends. And I love the fact that we can go to these things now because we've been going to them so much,
mm-hmm.
and they can just, like, go off and yeah. do their thing, and then they'll come back
yeah.
and tell us all about, oh, I saw so-and-so and so-and-so,
yeah.
and I saw this person from church, and I saw this person from school.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I know, especially with Kyle, you know, when mm-hmm. he's on patrol and doing the events, my kids love seeing him.
Yeah.
And they feel really special to know a police officer. So,
yes.
so that's really cool.
Yes, Officer Owens is awesome in the community. I'm always so proud
You're
of him.
You're a big fan, huh?
Yes, yes. I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of Officer Owens.
Yeah. And so now, you know, the church launched in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
You were there week two.
Yep.
And I remember it wasn't long after that you made a like a post maybe or I maybe it was an email.
Oh, okay.
But you shared how it felt like it was like God's timing.
Yes.
That like what was that? Do you remember that?
And, yeah, I do remember that. My husband and I have been Kyle and I have been looking around at churches and talking about, gosh, we really need to start doing more things like with a church
yeah.
for our kids. Because while we have a relationship with God and we would pray at home and we'd read the Bible, we really wanted that community of people who also have a
yeah.
relationship with God for our kids to grow up with. I mean, I always went to youth groups. I went to like 3 or 4 different youth groups. I think I went to one every day of the week.
I'm not surprised
at one point.
To learn that.
Yeah. At one point when I was a kid. And it was never my church. It was everybody else's church.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was going to. But it was always so much fun. And I wanted my kids to have that experience.
Yeah. And then I know like the last 6 months to a year, like kids in particular, you've had some like pretty up and down, scary, tense moments.
Yeah.
How have you sensed God walk with you through this season of like almost unknown?
It's really been, because you're right, it's been so much unknown and whatnot with medical mysteries for our kids and just trying to figure out treatments and diagnoses and things like that. And being able to like sit in an appointment with especially our one son and be able to hold his hand and be like, well, let's talk to God about what we're scared about or what we hope for.
Yeah.
And that's been a huge crutch, a huge help for us to be able to lean into him. Like I said, I'm not strong. God is strong. And that strength has made it so that we can get through each day and be able to say, okay, what's the next step?
Yeah.
So
it's comforting in a way.
Yeah, it's comforting to know that I'm not by myself.
Yeah.
And whatnot. And I mean, my husband is totally 100% there, and that's
sure.
That's not that, but the strength, the scariness of it and whatnot, having that relationship with God, that faith in him, that he'll lead us where we need to be, takes a lot of that stress out of it.
Yeah. Does it seem like coincidence at all, or God's timing maybe, that you have a community of people now, like a faith-filled community of people during this season?
Yeah, that's really been helpful to know that, like, I've got people who will text me and check up on me and check up on him, and being able to know that if it got worse, if things were worse than they were, I absolutely 100% have a community behind me.
Yeah.
And whatnot. And that is absolutely God's timing to have me already, our family already embedded in this community.
Yeah. Yeah. And we love your family. Everybody knows how awesome you all are. So if you were to, you know, run into somebody that has maybe had bad relationships, or you run into somebody that has kids with medical struggles and unknowns, or you run into somebody that's just feeling lonely, what kind of advice would you give to like past Megan when she was in those places to be an encouragement to her, to say like, hey, it doesn't always have to be that way, or you're not doing it alone? Like, what would you say?
I would say lean in. Lean into that relationship with God.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to do it all. Like, you don't have to be this rock.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be the strength in this. You have God. So lean into that and trust in him that he is working. And pray out loud.
Mm.
Pray.
That's like, very uncomfortable.
It is. It is extraordinarily uncomfortable. And up until this past year or so, it was very uncomfortable for me too. But I would say to past me or to somebody else who went through the things that I have, is pray out loud. Even if you pray out loud by yourself before you pray out loud with others.
Yeah.
That action is so meaningful. Mm-hmm. And not, I still cry sometimes when when I pray out loud, and I do it a lot.
Yeah.
But that really, it helps and it strengthens that relationship and that faith.
Oh, that's awesome. And I don't know that I pray out loud unless it's with a group of people. So that's challenging for me to consider that too. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Thanks, Megan, just for even sitting down and sharing your story. And I know there's a whole lot more probably we didn't get to.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe there's a part two to the Megan Owens story that we can record.
Oh, maybe.
For everybody listening, thanks so much for listening in. We'll be back again next week with the next episode in our 52 Stories series. We'll see you then.